Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Thursday, October 27th. Well, after pushing up against resistance overnight, corn and beans tried again, made new highs up against this resistance, backed off a little bit, but were firmer on the day, while wheat was able only to add a little bit to overnight strength. So taking a look at December corn, that finished up 3.5 cents at 357.5. We made a new high by 0.25 cents during the day session, pushing as high as 358.5. Again, we've got resistance coming in at 360. Funds are still short about 60,000 contracts of corn. Export sales came in at the low end of expectations, 799,000 versus expectations of between 800,000 and 1.5 million. Sales are up 85% year on year. In the wheat, we've got December finishing up 3 cents at 414.5. We made a new session high at 418.75 during the day before backing off again later. And in the Kansas City, we've got December finishing flat at 417 after being up 3/4 in the overnight session. Export sales came in at 670,000. That was just above the highest range of estimates of between 400 and 650,000. Wheat sales are up 26% year on year. Taking a look at the beans, we've got November finishing up 4.25 on the day at 1014.25. That was after being down 1.5 cents overnight. Beans did make a new high, pushing through 1018, the overnight high, and hitting 1020 resistance right on the nose before backing off later in the day to finish again at 1014.25. Export sales came in the middle of expectations, 2.05 million metric tons versus expectations of between 1.5 and 3 million metric tons. Bean sales are up 24% year on year. Funds now long about 120,000 contracts of beans after buying 10 to 15,000 contracts today. USDA this morning did announce a sale of 129,000 tons of beans to unknown, 396,000 tons of beans to China, and 204,000 tons of sorghum to China as well. Weather outlook, we've got some rain across the northern Midwest drying up for a bit, which should allow for some field work, and there is a possibility of some rain in the plains, most notably in West Texas, West Oklahoma, and Kansas in the 7 to 10 day forecast. Some excessive rain falling in Argentina, we'll have to keep an eye on that and see if that has any lasting effects on yield down there. It is a bit early in the season. In outside markets, the dollar is stronger, up 25 points at 98.86. Crude oil up 45 cents a barrel at 49.63. We've got the stock market trading down about 17 points and gold trading up $4 an ounce at $1,270 an ounce. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great night.